When your boss takes credit for your work, speak up, have empathy, and give feedback. My team and I were in charge of setting the detailed revenue targets for the company, reporting them, and getting buy-in from senior stakeholders. I was usually not invited to the various meetings with the C-suite about the revenue targets. Those were led by my boss, who said it was easier to negotiate with the least amount of people in these meetings. Now, I know my boss wouldn't mention me or my team in these meetings. However, I really didn't expect him to do so either. If he got questions he didn't answer, he'd bring them to us after the meeting, we'd work on them, and he'd get back to the C-suite with the answers. Sometimes he copied me in the email exchanges. Sometimes he would have me email the C-suite the updated presentation. Sometimes he brought me into the meeting as a backup to clarify any questions that he couldn't answer. I knew that despite my boss not giving me verbal credit for our work, having my name float around in email exchanges and being present in certain meetings got me associated with the work. However, that was not the case of my team who were working on the various elements of the revenue target. So here are some things to consider when dealing with a credit-stealing boss in a meeting. First of all, don't act impulsively. So here's what to do unless you want to get fired or lose credibility. Don't get into a fight with the boss in front of others. Don't put wrong information in the presentation to make your boss look bad. And don't blame or judge the boss. Second, find out if it's intentional or not. The credit-stealing boss or the boss that doesn't recognize the team's work publicly can be acting intentionally or non-intentionally. It usually takes deliberate action to recognize the team's efforts when the team is not present. The first step is to find out if the boss is acting intentionally or not. This allows you to look at this issue from the perspective of your boss. The boss may not be comfortable interrupting the flow of a meeting to acknowledge the team. So is your boss a rather quiet introverted type or extroverted talkative type? Is the boss dealing with people significantly above his or her level? Or is the boss acknowledging you in front of different context or indirect manners, such as through emails? In the meeting, what do you do in the meeting? If you get too angry or upset when your boss takes credit for your work, then don't do anything during the meeting. First, calm down. If you can manage the anger and frustration and you did the work, you probably know some details about the work that your boss doesn't. Here's a more subtle strategy you can use during the meeting. Contribute these additional details instead of just staying quiet. This shows others that you were part of the work without having to tell them. At the same time, you avoid directly challenging your boss in front of others. If you want someone in particular to know that you've done the work, you can also approach them after the meeting with questions or comments that demonstrate that you were part of the work. After the meeting, so right after the meeting, take note of the date, the meeting topic, who was in the meeting, and more importantly, what your boss actually said. Taking the credit of your work is your interpretation of the situation. It expresses judgment and assumes that your boss did something wrong intentionally. In reality, your boss might be unaware of what he or she did and unaware of the consequence of that action, even if this behavior is recurrent. The only way to shift this pattern is to give your boss specific feedback about it. Yes, it is okay for you to give unsolicited feedback to your boss. Now, if you do it right, your boss might even respect and trust you more afterwards because you demonstrated honesty, courage, poise, and respect. Then give your boss feedback. Show your boss what he or she said and how it made you feel and how it's going to impact your work. That way, you're not blaming your boss directly, but you're explaining the impact of his or her action on you. After the meeting, schedule a one-on-one conversation with your boss. Don't wait too long, though, otherwise your boss might forget about the incident altogether. You can say something like, oh, on X date, you were in a meeting with X people, and I observed you say X. This made me feel underappreciated because I felt others in the room didn't realize my contribution to that work. It's also easier to work with others when they know that I've been involved or that I did the work. Notice in the proposed answer above, you did not state you did this or you did that. Instead, you focus on your feelings, on your perspective. This keeps the conversation open, non-judgmental, and safe. Then observe how your boss responds. Pause and wait for your boss's response. If he doesn't or she doesn't say anything when you ask him or her to clarify his or her perspective. You could ask, did you realize that happened? Give them a chance to take in the information that you are sharing. Your boss is likely to respond saying that he or she didn't even notice what happened in the meeting and that he or she is sorry he or she came across that way. If your boss has any information that you're not aware of that justifies this behavior, then your boss might share that with you. Then comes a time to ask. If your boss doesn't offer a solution to the problem, then make your ask. For example, I'd really appreciate if you could mention my contribution to the work done in meetings. Is that something you'd be willing to do? Come up with an agreement on how to proceed going forward. Then, if the credit taking happens again, it'll be easier to bring it up the next time. Finally, evaluate their response. If your boss demonstrates no empathy for the situation and doesn't offer any explanation, then you probably have a pretty bad boss who you'd be better off without. Be thankful for having the opportunity to learn these important insights about how your boss responds to your requests and supports your career growth. That way, you can better plan your future career. Quote, one can steal ideas, but no one can steal execution or passion. Tim Ferriss, the author of The 4-Hour Workweek. In summary, if your boss takes credit for your work, first, find out if they are acting intentionally or not. Then, wait until your emotions are under control. If you're in a meeting, share additional details about the work to demonstrate indirectly that you worked on it. After the meeting, take note of the specific facts about the credit stealing. With that information, tell your boss exactly what happened, how it made you feel, and the impact on the job. But don't make any judgment or blame. Then wait for your boss to respond. If they don't offer a solution, you can offer a solution. Ask them if they'd be willing to do it. Then observe how your boss responds to the chat overall. It could give them or it could give you important insight on how willing the boss is to support your career growth.